I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out.
Yellow model kid. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years. In 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She whacked it all off. Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors. Ari Kari. Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh. Look at me now. Yeah. Fresh to the motherfucker. Little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cause you chick, if you with her, I can get it. And she accidentally slips and fall on my dick. Oops, I said, oh my dick. I ain't really mean to say on my dick. But since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it. I'm done.
Hell, Breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
She really, really wanna pop me. Blow! Just know that you will never pop me. And I know that I gotta be a little cocky.
No!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bang. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. Nigga better call a ref, and everybody know my style. Niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I bang in the east, and I bangin' in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Did you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go, and try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling and set it, and to get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it. And I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah. Fresh to the ball. Man, fuck these bitch ass niggas. How y'all doing? I'm Latunche. I'm a nuisance. I go stupid. I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi. I'm the shit. No, I'm pollution. No substitution. Got a bitch that play air movies in my jacuzzi. Pussy juicy. I never give a fuck about a hater. Got money on my radar. Dressed like a skater. Got a big house. Came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating. Fuck it, tell a waiter. Molly said shoot him and I said okay. If you on that bullshit, then I'm like Olay. I don't care what you say. So don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag. And my flag red. I'm out of my head. Bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom I climb. You ain't hollering at mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. And if they trippin', fuck on five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie. Rockin' Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, I've been Tyson. God in life. And my pocket's right. And my diamond's white. And my mama's nice. And my dad is dead. You faggot scared. Cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down. I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now. Bitch, look at me now. Look at me now. How? I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy. It's about to go down on Trey Love Radio, baby. It's doing what we do, when we do, how we do it, and what we're doing it right now is live from the Sugar Shack. You heard me? I just want to give major shout-outs, man. Monica Hughes out there at Gilroy East Coast Radio. Today is Wednesday, November 9th. I want to give a shout-out to AJ Alexander for helping us do what we do, keeping things together. Also, a shout-out to Carla EOTM Simpson, man, the EOTM family, all them showing love, man. Want to shout-out Vincent McKinney, man. Want to shout-out Forever the Realest. Yo, I'm just trying to think and make sure I don't miss nobody, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to them girls over there getting down this morning. Y'all know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Legs rocking, getting down. Hey, man, I just want to tell everybody, man, it's a sad day in hip-hop, man. For those of you who, if you are anywhere within the hip-hop community, anywhere on Facebook, you have heard the tragic news that we have lost a hip-hop legend. We have lost Heavy D, ladies and gentlemen. Heavy D has passed away. Don't really know all the details or have all the details, but Monica did send me this write-up, and this is what I will read, and this is what they do have on the Entertainment Report. It says that, let's see here, y'all. And also, everyone knows that we lost Smoking Joe Frazier to liver cancer. TV host Andy Rooney died. It's been a tragic day, family. I just want to go on and put that out there, man. It's been a tragic few days, so I just want to put this out there. Sources close to the legendary rapper Heavy D have told the griot that he has passed away at age 44 after suffering from a yet-to-be-identified infection. Acclaimed hip-hop writer Dream Hampton, DJ Premier, and rap icon Grandmaster Flash all tweeted the news of Heavy D's passing on Twitter. TMZ has also reported the passing of the rapper. Heavy D, whose real name is Dwight Arrington Myers, was born in Jamaica, and then his family immigrated to Mount Vernon when he was a child. He scored several crossover hits in the late 80s and early 90s, including The Overweight Lovers in the House, We Got Our Own Thing, Now That We Found Love, and the theme from hit television show In Living Color. He collaborated with both Michael and Janet Jackson to produce R&B group Soul For Real. I did not know that. That's some amazing history because the group was hot. And you see Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson have with it. It's crazy. Also, later we're going to discuss the conviction of Conrad Murray. I know you guys are just anticipating talking about that. He also branched out into film, theater, and television. He appeared in the Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence comedy Life, The Cider, House Rules, as well as hit shows Bones and Boston Public. He was nominated in 1995 for a Drama Desk Award for his performance as Tony in Lawrence Fishburne's play, Riff Raff. He made his latest television appearance while performing on this year's BET Hip Hop Awards. He also had a small cameo role in the new film Tower Heist. Wow, guys, he's out in theaters right now. Isn't that amazing? His next to last tweet was a tribute to the late Joe Frazier, which read, "Smoking Joe Frazier, RIP, truly one of the best heavyweight champs that ever lived. Godspeed, Mr. Frazier." He is survived by a single daughter, X-E-A. I don't know. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name because I know I probably say that incorrectly. But, man, just a major shout to Heavy D, man. Rest in peace, brother. You will be, you know, as a person who is, you know, been around the block a little bit and, you know, was kind of there to witness the birth of hip-hop and see the way our music, you know, came off and started out. I just want to say that Heavy D is a very a classy person, you know, a very classy rapper. His music, you know, it had class to it. And I just want to say, like, flat out, straight out, man, for those of you who do not know, man, this brother was also, you know, he was a philanthropist, like I say, actor, you know, in movies like Eddie Murphy and, you know, even recently, you know, Tower Heist, you know, and passed away at his home in Beverly Hills. So I just want to say flat out to his family, to those of us who are real hip-hop heads who know, you know, good music. I mean, he's going to be missed, man, you know, because I believe that there was still so much more for, you know, Heavy D to give us, man. You know, there was so much more left in him, man. So he's taken away from us so soon. We don't know how. We don't know why. But he's gone, you know. So I don't know the details. Someone said something that he failed. Someone else said on the internet it said it's an infectious disease. So I'm not, you know, we're not really clear at this moment what happened, but, you know, we do know that Heavy D at this point is no longer on this planet with us. So to him, to his family, I just want to say to his family, we're deeply saddened by this, the whole hip hop community. And you guys won't even believe my Heavy D song that I uploaded this morning hasn't completely uploaded yet. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna just dedicate this next song to Heavy D, Smokin' Joe Frazier, as well as Andy Rooney. And then from there we'll get back, you know, get back to basics, because we do have a hot show lined up. But to the ones who we've lost, and to the ones, the people, and someone said something too. Someone brought to my attention that there was something said about the situation with Michael Jackson that someone just referred to. Yeah, Conrad got what he deserved because he killed an icon. Here's my thing. First of all, in my belief, I don't believe that any intentional killing of the greatest entertainer ever to live, Mr. Michael Jackson, was intentionally done. Second of all, Michael Jackson's life, yes, though important, is when God puts all of us here, we are all created equal. Everyone's life is important. Everyone's feelings are important. Everyone's emotions, every one of us individually and collectively are important. No human life is worth more than another human life. And I think that what we all need to start doing is realizing that, and let's embrace the truth, which is the love that should be in all of us. Yeah, we're going to have a couple songs, John, and like I said, this show going to be real, real hot. It's going to be super fly, super smooth, man. Ain't nothing but Trey Love to y'all today, man. But, again, yo, for this moment, we're going to have a moment of silence, man, and then we're going to go in the song dedicated to Mr. Heavy D, Joe Frazier, and Andy Rooney, y'all. Let's take a moment of silence.
How do I say goodbye? The good time that made us laugh, I'm waiting back. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so
and I'll take with me the
everybody. Welcome to Trey Love Radio. I just had to get that out the way. You know, like I said, man, we have to pay homage and we have to show love and respect to the people that laid the foundation for us, man, such as Andy Rooney, such as Joe Frazier that got, you know what I'm saying, these boxers out there doing their thing, such as Mr. Heavy D, man. That song goes out to him. That song goes out to the family of him. That song goes out to Joe Frazier's family. That song goes out to Andy Rooney's family. We just want to say to you all, you will be missed. You are loved. And I'm wishing respect, I'm wishing homage, and I'm wishing peace to the entire family. But y'all better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, baby. It's live Wednesday, November, I think, let me see what date it is, y'all. I keep having to look at the date. I think it's November 9th. But I have it's a big show today, man. It's a big show. Matter of fact, I have my Atlanta affiliate, man, Mr. AJ Alexander in the building. Yo, AJ, what's happening with it, player?
What's up, brother? What's up, man? What's cracking?
Man, chilling, man. Out here trying to make this miracle happen, man.
Oh, it's going to happen, baby. It's going to happen, Trey, because you pray long, baby. You know how it is.
I once gave you an opportunity. Look, you blew up. Now I got to have my people call your people to say hello, dude. That's how you do it.
We've been on this game for years, man. If they only knew how much traveling, how much work, and how much grit we had to put into this, huh, AJ?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, you play it in love, man. Like I'm saying, got a lot of new things that happened. Like, just got back from Miami. We did the show in Miami, Cheryl Boyd, with Boys the Man, T Sweat, and Faith Evans. We did the mark, man, and we really, you know, love, you know, the plug you've been giving us on your show, man, and helping people, you know, in Miami, you listen to the show, and it's like, yo, and I'm sure they give you crazy feedback. The show was hot.
Well, see, the thing is, man, I'm going to tell you what it's about, AJ. You know, we do something here, you know, sometimes we go underground, but what I'm really about is quality. I'm about quality work, quality people, and that's something that you've been able to single-handedly always continue to pick out, either be it on the acting tip or on the music tip. And, I mean, the first time I heard Cheryl's track, the way that Cheryl got on Trey Love Radio was because I just, you know, went to your page one time and pressed play, and I was just amazed. I was blown away by the girl's artistic creativity. She was amazing. She's ready for prime time. So I just want to send mad love to her and just say again, like, the reason why she is in heavy rotation on Trey Love Radio is because it's quality. She's doing a thing, and I'm proud of her, and I'm looking forward to many, many more great things happening with her career.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man. Like I said, we got, you know, we have a lot of things that's jumping off, a lot of things that go big. You know, we got a lot of special people on the day, man. Come, you know, a couple of my partners in the industry. And Trey, you know what? Man,
what's
you're
up?
So dope, man. I'm gonna give you your own outfit, baby. You know, my partner, like with that. We're gonna have Trey Love wear.
Yes. Oh, dang. Y'all
Trey
see it happening,
wear.
Trey Love wear, baby. I like that.
The John Rock Trey Love honey shoe for whatever honey you got. We got one of the senior VPs, man, the CEO of the clothing company that's gonna come in, dude. We're gonna lace you up. I got like about 5 honeys, man, they're gonna make the Trey Love honeys that we're gonna put this in works for you, baby. Because you work hard, man.
That's
really
gonna be tight.
That's
gonna
really
be tight, man. And you know, a man that work hard should be able to play hard. So I'm looking forward to having all them honeys laced, you know what I'm saying, touching on your boy, you know, while I'm fly. You know what I'm saying? Being a fly guy, doing what I need to do, man, getting a fresh photo session. And put me out there, man, because it's time. We've been grinding for a minute, man, and I'm going to tell you, God is blessing, man. I'm working my way around Hollywood, rubbing elbows with the people that's who, you know, the people that know these people. And then, you know, the phone is ringing. You got Atlanta talking about me out there. You got Chicago talking about me out there, New York talking about me. So it's not to brag. It's just a blessing that, you know, Texas, that whatever I'm doing right because I'm reaching masses of people. And, again, you know, before we even continue, man, with all the stuff that's going on, I just want to say my prayer real quick, because I like to put this out there, and I'm putting this out there to each and everybody, and people remember this: you can't control nobody, and don't let nobody control you. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I see things for how they are, and that's one thing I appreciate and respect, you know what I'm saying, that power for, the creator for, is just having peace of mind, man. And people don't understand this business is so hard, you know, with all we do. But here it is, you know, all this grind. Now I got clothing lines finna hook me up. And, AJ, I don't know if I told you, man. You know I'm in a brochure, man. I'm in a Macy's brochure, dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, hey, man, I got a story I got to tell, man. Okay, I got it. Hey, Trey, you're going to love this, man. This weekend, man, you know, doing the Atlanta Film Summit.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of meeting one of my idols, man. One of my idols, I was with him, man. And he was so cool.
Man, Robert Townsend, man, he was so cool. Big shout out to Ty Johnson for me, you know, because it's like, I've known Ty, but for me to be in a situation where I'd be one of my idols, man, and this, and as long as the years you know me, this is my thing. It's like, I was a boxer, I met Ali.
Right? Wow.
I played basketball, I met Jordan.
Wow.
You know, I played football, I met Bob Hayes, if people know who he is.
Right.
Film and television, I met Robert Townsend. There you go.
There you go. There you go. Let's see. And you know what? I have you to thank for me being able to meet my idol. Let me tell a story real quick. Now, I hope y'all heard that, family. If you're doing something and you're doing it right and you're trying to do something, the people that you should be associating yourself with and the people that you should be around are the people that are mastering your craft. You see what I'm saying? Since I was... I'm going to put it out there, man. Eddie Murphy, to me, is a comedy god. I had to be all of 12, 13, you know, watching Raw and talking to my mom and, you know, watching Golden Child, Beverly Hills Cop 2, and just really, he brought a style of comedy that, I'm going to be honest, I think that a lot of us, and I include myself in that us, and I'm not going to discredit anyone else, but I'm going to say a lot of us have tried to pattern and copy Eddie because of just that style and that swag he brought to comedy. But I'm going to tell you, like, when I actually, you know, living here in L.A. as a man, hanging out a Monday night, I got the date wrote down. I think it was like October 18th or something. I got the date wrote down on the tag I had on my arm. I was in a club, and the girl told me, she said, yo, hey, Trey, Eddie over there. So I'm like, Eddie who? She said, Eddie Murphy, and my knees, like, buckled, because I'm like, oh, my God, man. It was like, man, there's no better feeling or any other bigger person to me than this man as far as movies and films. So when she said Eddie was there, I kind of like worked my way to security, and I said, hey, can you get his attention for me? So he turned around, I said, hey, man, you know AJ Alexander? He said, yeah. I say, you know, I'm a friend of his. Can I get a picture with you? And the only reason and the only way I was even able to get to Eddie Murphy and get a picture with Eddie is because of you, dog. So shout out to you, man, for just, you know, whatever you've been doing in this business, AJ. Whatever you've been doing, dog, all this time, man, your name does ring, man, even all the way out here to Los Angeles, California. That's real talk.
Well, you know, probably for being on Cops so many times back in the day. The original hard copy. No, man, but I just wanted to say, man, like, yo, really proud of you, man. And, you know, we got a lot of things happening, dude, and the new film project we got cracking, dude. We'll make sure that, like, I got something special for you, man. Something special for you.
All right, well, you know I work hard, bro. So I want to thank you for your time, man, and thank you for continuing to support my career. And, you know, thank you for doing what you do, man, as far as helping all these artists, man, and keeping us going, man.
All right, I'm going to let you get to your guest of the day, man, but I just had to check in on you, man, on your show, dog, because you're really hot, dude, and I appreciate it.
Man, thank you so much, AJ. That means a whole hell of a lot coming from you, big bro.
Oh, no problem.
All right, peace. All right, everybody, that was AJ Alexander, our ATL affiliate. You know what I'm saying? You know he has acts such as Cheryl Boyd, Hot Boy. Man, there's so many people coming out of there. I'm going to play some Hot Boy. Matter of fact, man, let me get into some Cheryl Boyd real quick, man. Show y'all what the whole thing is about with this girl, man. This young lady is, whew, I'm going to say flat out, man, this song has to be, like, the most tantalizing song, you know what I'm saying? I've really heard it in a while. It's touching, it's silly, it's kinky, and it's got a real nice mood to it, man, a real smooth groove, y'all. This show, boy.
Get you
have a lot. Y'all, I might just sneak and call Cheryl and mess with her, you know, because AJ been telling me she down there blowing things up in Miami, y'all. Y'all know I got the inside connect. See, I be having numbers for stars. Y'all don't know me. Y'all think y'all know me, but you don't. Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy of comedy is in, baby. Woo! blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio 310-861-2317. Y'all need to call in if you want to go to heaven. Get some of this, baby. We live. Oh, you know what? Some songs be so good to me, I got to play them again. See, I'm going to play, this time I'm going to play the instrumental while I go ahead and talk to you. Man, talk yourself up down by talking to you. Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have some amazing guests here on blogtalkradio.com/straightoutradio. You see, we already had the guru, the man with the plan. The Barry Gordy of our time. Mr. AJ Alexander in the building. We're also representing right now, currently, his artist, Cheryl Boyd. And I know y'all heard live, you know, Trey Love's been swagging for a minute. You understand what I'm saying? Laying this thing down. You feel me? You heard me, Trey? Been making this thing happen, you know? And we get to a point in life where we realizing and recognizing, why wait? Let's do it now. Let's not procrastinate. I hope y'all heard the live announcement that they will be a clothing line for Trey Love. I hope y'all heard that. I hope y'all understand that. So to my real players out there, you know what I'm saying, that want to get G to G. You got to put the Trey Love get on, you dig? You heard me, catch? It's going to be all kind of things, but you're going to have sunglasses, you know what I'm saying, real talk. See, God made some of us a certain way. And fortunately, I just have to be that way. You understand what I'm saying? And that is what it is, you know. Today is about fashion, y'all. This show is going to be about fashion. I have Mr. Alex Bailey Gilliam, CEO of Van Charles, Inc. I'm going to just tell y'all before I really, you know what I'm saying, get the show started. I'm going to tell y'all just the game that this man is running. He's a parent company to 6 companies. Let me say that one more again. He's a parent company to 6 companies. See, that's what you call marketing, people. That's what you call networking. That's what you call working together. See, like relationships, friendships, partnerships, business partnerships, such as myself and AJ Alexander, these go on over 10 years. That's what I'm trying to show you guys. So a shout to my college students. See, y'all that's about 15, 16, 19, 21, 25. Start choosing your friends. Wisely. Start choosing your friends. Wisely. Choose your friends intimately. Don't just take on a person because you may have a drink with them or you may kick it with them or whatever, or smoke a Bill Clinton cigarette with them or whatever, that's your friend. That is not necessarily your friend. Because I make you laugh and you make me laugh, that does not make you my friend. Because we have a couple of good times together, we cool, that does not make you my friend. See, as you progress in life, you start thinking about what friendships are. You start thinking about what the value of a person is to you. Friendships are value when you get older, when you start having children, when you start looking to buy a home. See, I need a friend that's a real estate agent. Y'all don't hear me, church. I need a friend that's a lawyer. Y'all don't hear me, church. I need a friend named AJ Alexander who can call Los Angeles, California and say, hey, Eddie Murphy, I know you're having a party. Put my boy Trey up. Them the kind of friends I need. You understand what I'm saying? You can't pick your family, but you can choose your friends. And I'm not saying you have to just be able to hook me up to be my friend. I'm not saying that. Because I do value sincere and true relationships. But y'all better realize and recognize. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but drink. Every day above ground is a good day. None of us knew yesterday when we woke up that we would be hearing the news of heavy duty past, and we didn't know that, y'all. I know it came as a shock to me. Look at my profile picture right now on Artistic and Trey Love or Comedian Trey Love on Facebook. Met the man on a couple occasions, had the opportunity to shake his hand, laugh with him, talk with him for a second, man. And I thank God and cherish those moments. also was able to see this man perform live in concert. And for those of you who missed it, you missed it, baby. That big boy got down. I've been diddly. Y'all ain't know I can do that, did you? Me neither, so I just tried it. All right, y'all. Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. Whew, it's going down on blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio. We'll be right back with our special guest.
Radio killer. Big Snoop D.O. Dub. The American Dream. Hey, yo, nephew, why don't you come up off them keys and sing a little something for the ladies? You know what I'm talking about? Let them know how we feeling right now.
Every time I come around, shawty love me down. Run up on me like click clack, my gun out like take that. You do what it do when we doing what we doing in the back of the lab. I'm like, I'm a ball for that. And every night a party gets checked, I got that gang.
I put it on her, blowing trees, summer breeze, sipping Corona. Boss dog, I give it to her right, and she like it. She on the hip like a sidekick. Izzy, one of the coolest, a fool on the flow. I whispered in her ear, come here, you ready to go? I rolled up a winner and put it up in the air. Got that little dress on, you coming up out of there, yeah. She like that, you like that? You say you bite, well I bite back. And I'm all go, we can do it to tomorrow. I beat it up like Harpo. Snoop it, I go hard, baby, yes. Kissing on your chest and I'm digging out your stress. I won't stop till you finish, but you ain't felt love till a gangster get up in it.
Every time I come around, shawty love me down. Run up on me like click clack, my gun out like payback. You do what it do when we doing what we doing in the back of the lab. I'm like, I'm a ball for that. And every night a body gets checked, I got that gang.
I'm a dog, I'ma give her what she like. She say my name loud, I say her name low. That's what I aim for, that's how the game goes. Baby like the way I wake her up, cause I'm a gangster, I grab her by the butt. Pull her to my side, I'm in deep. Woke that ass up, just to put her to sleep. Every day is the same thing, I creep in. It's like True Blood, I sink my teeth in. I gotta have it, the LB raised me. We was taught how to dig them down crazy. Lights out, I'm so lit. Mom is so gone, daddy won't quit. I won't stop till you finish. You never felt love till the day to get up in it. Dream.
Every time I come around, shawty love me down. Run up on me like click clack, my gun out like payback. You do what it do when we doing what we doing in the back of the lab. I'm like, I'm a ball for that. And every night a party gets checked, I got that gang.
That you show the loop, the coupe, the roll. Anything goes. It's so good, got her wiggling her toes. The boss, the dream. The floss, the cream. The trips overseas. All these things really don't mean a thing when I'm tearing that ass up, working you like a shit. I give it to you like a gift. You hear what that boy say? You getting jacked, give it up fast. Then I hit it from the back. Snoopy is so good, she's screaming and I like that girl. She off in another world, I won't stop till you finish. She love this gangster, especially when I'm in it. Dream.
Every time I come around, shawty love me down. Run up on me like click clack, my gun out like payback. You do what it do when we doing what we doing in the back of the lab. I'm like, I'm a ball for that. And every night a body gets checked, I got that gang.
Y'all better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, baby. This Trey Love Radio, we getting down, baby. blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio, 310-861-2317. Tune in, tell a friend that they need to call in and get some of this, man. Lines is lit up, baby. We're making this thing happen, man, having a wonderful show. I want to bring this next gentleman to the forefront. You know, like I said, we all know I got the clothing line just in. But right now, y'all, I'm telling you, these things is happening, yo, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. You know, we got Sandman in the building. Sandman is the owner of Eye Candy Magazine, yo. We're going to bring this brother on the line and let him tell us more about his clothing line, I mean about his magazine, all right? And then from there, we're going to keep it pushing. Sandman, welcome to Trey Love Radio. What's happening with you today, bro?
Everything's good, man. What's going on with yourself?
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, chilling. What's happening with you over there? You in J-Town, right? Jacksonville?
Yeah, man. We trying to do our thing down here, man, with our new magazine that's coming out.
Well, give the people the website, man, or where they can go to find this magazine, man.
It's www.icandygirls, the letter I, candygirls with an S, magazine.com. It's icandygirlsmagazine.com.
Tell me a little bit about what, you know, I'm assuming from the name that it's some pretty clever women, you know what I'm saying, some good-looking girls up in that, you know, magazine. Tell the people what the content of the magazine is.
Well, the content is we have beautiful young ladies from all over. It's a submission magazine. We also have, you know, photographers on staff that take photos of, you know, the young ladies also. But we do, you know, accept submissions from photographers or the models themselves via email. They can email us the images or, you know, they can send us the images on Facebook. And it's, you know, Sam's Eye Candy Girls Magazine.
Okay. And I want to commend you for what you're doing, because it's a lot of beautiful women out here, sisters and whatnot, and don't have a way or an outlet to showcase their talents. And the talents that these young ladies that we like have tend not to be showcased in certain magazines, you know what I mean? So I want to just give you a shout out for making sure that you keep brothers satisfied, you know what I'm saying? And I got plenty of girls out here in LA, man. I'm going to make sure I shoot some emails out, man, and get you some things, man, and get some females sent your way.
Okay, that's for sure, for sure, for sure. Yeah, like I said, man, we got an outlet for them. You know, we're in the South region right now, you know what I'm saying? We're really pushing our way out to you guys' way soon, coming next year. But as of right now, you know what I'm saying, we're serving the Southeast region right now. And like I said, we giving the young ladies an outlet, you know, the ones that's coming out, just getting started out in the game, you know what I'm saying? Then the ones that are already seasoned in the game, you know what I'm saying? We are most definitely pushing those also.
And also, man, it word got to me, man. You know, I've seen some people, you know, that know you and everything talk to me, man. They say you and Rick Ross is like twin cousins or something, that y'all related. Like I heard when people see you, they just be like, I feel like Big Meech, Larry Hoover. Flipping
well,
work. I heard when people see you, they want to go to work.
You know, you know, there's a resemblance, you know what I'm saying, between me and Ross, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, get confused, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, no way, you know, we're not related. Been in the brother presence, you know, a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? He's a cool dude. Loving to death, you know. But what we're doing here, you know what I'm saying, man, is a beautiful thing, man. You know, we are actually showcasing artists also, too. So, you know, that's another thing that we do also. So throw that in.
Okay, that's cool. All right, before I let you go real quick, man, make sure you give everybody a shout-out, get that information again on where they can reach you. And also, I need to write it down, because next we have Alex Bailey, Gilliam coming up, CEO of Charles Inc. Alex Bailey Gilliam, y'all, CEO of Van Charles Inc. coming up next. So let me take a moment so I can write this information down so I can get your information to the people throughout the station. So go ahead and shout yourself out. Tell them where they can reach you on Facebook. Tell them how to go, what website to go to find the magazine, and also give us that email where we can send some pictures of these pretty girls.
Okay. Yeah, the email address is icandygirlsmag@gmail.com.
Spell
that the letter I, C-A-N-D-Y, girls with an S,
@gmail.com.
G-I-R-L-Z with an S, Not with an S, not a Z.
Okay, girls with an S, okay.
Right. Mag.com. So that's iCandyGirlsMag.com.
Mag.com. Okay. And pretty much they can email you right on that site, right?
Yeah, they can email me there, you know, at the Gmail account, or they can go to .com, either one.
So let me ask you, that iCandyGirlsMagazine.com, that has links to your Facebook, Twitter. I'm assuming all the information that we need, we can reach you directly on iCandyMag.com, right?
Yeah, we go to the main one, go to the Gmail account.
Okay,
mag, Gmail account. Go to that one right there.
Gmail. Boy, you country's a boy. Boy, I miss y'all down. So I'm from Miami, man. And you that one right there. That, I feel like I'm on the phone with my brother, man. Nah, call that one right there. Boy, you country's a boy. I swear to God.
We'll be back in Miami this weekend. We got big things going down there. We got a mansion party that we're doing, a party down there, and an industry party. So, you know, hey, you know anybody who's trying to get in on the music deal, I'm saying give me a shout.
Okay, that'll work. I'm going to keep the information. I'm going to shout with my people, you know, and I know you and AJ making big things happen, man. You know, that's the
big
brother.
AJ, that's my man. That's my man, AJ.
AJ works too hard, man.
Yeah, he works too hard. AJ is the reason for me. You know, this guy, he really put me on the map. You know what I'm saying? He showed me a lot of things. You know, this guy is a very, very smart dude. You know,
He's smart, man. But see, genius is next to insanity. See, AJ, I ain't never met nobody that lift weights, carry weights, train people, got an ice cream truck, got a burger stand, know where to go get your hair cut, fix Mercedes, you know what I'm saying, studio worker, producer. You know, AJ, I'm telling you, AJ hustles so hard. He's the type of brother, you'd be like, man, I'm hungry. He'll pull a ham sandwich out of his pocket, man, what, $3? You'd be like, damn, AJ.
He worked
too hard, man. I'd be like, AJ, slow down. Damn. I mean, I want to go to Burger King, but the ham sandwich do be looking good. He knows just when you're hungry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm hungry. I'm just talking.
Yeah, he has upcoming artists also, Cheryl Board. She's hot to death.
Man, we pushing Cheryl over here at Trey Love Radio, man. Like she got stock. You know, even though AJ is paying me $9,000 a day, I'm still pumped.
Hey,
no, he gave me
$7,000
for you, man. I'm telling you, y'all don't understand. AJ got a budget. And AJ one of them kind of brothers, like, he play like he ain't got money. You know, AJ got money.
He got money.
AJ is at least $100,000 now.
Of course. At least that's just in his pocket.
Right. All right, Sam, man. Thanks for calling in, man. We're gonna go ahead and start that. And I want to tell you straight up before we even do it, man. I appreciate you for giving Trey Love, blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love, a full page layout in your magazine, man. That's gonna be hot, man. I'm looking so forward to that, man. I'm gonna send some fly stuff, man. It's gonna be a great layout. Plus, I'm gonna send the bio. So, you know, we're gonna get everything together, man. And I just thank you for the opportunity for the cross promotion. You know, I put you on the radio, you put me in your mag, you know, and that's how things work. That's what I'm trying to teach these people out here. You feel me?
There you go, man. I appreciate you, Trey, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been real, man. You know, you keep doing what you're doing, bro. You know what I'm saying? I make sure down here in this area where I'm at, this region here, everybody's gonna know about Trey Love.
Man, see, that's love, and I appreciate you for that, man.
Most doubt.
Have a great day, man.
All right, appreciate everything.
No problem. Much love. All right, everybody, that was, man, you know what I'm saying, calling in, tuning in, telling a friend, you know, putting it down the way it's supposed to be put down. Them cats, you know what I'm saying, they doing their thing all the way from J-Town, man. That's like down there, you know, Florida style, man, making things happen, man. I'm excited about that, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm excited about the whole movement, y'all. I'm excited about getting up, not only y'all getting my own clothing line, y'all, but just think about it. Yo, jumping right into magazines, man. See, a hard does pay off, man. You got to believe in yourself even when nobody else do. You understand? And like I said, we talk about Rick Ross. Let's keep him in our prayers, too. You know, we lost Heavy D. Rick Ross just had a stroke. But I'm going to just say this, man. Again, having the pleasure and honor of being able to meet these men, they're not only big in size, y'all, and stature, they're big in heart, man, and they're big gentlemen, man. So this song goes out to my main man, Sandman out there hustling, yo. This song goes out to you, and this goes out to Ricky Ross, man, and this song goes out to anybody out here getting it. We got to grind to shine. Chuck.
You blowing money fast on this side, nigga. Catch up, nigga. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah. One nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. My Rolls Royce, triple black, I'm Geechee your house. Ballin' in the club, bottles like I'm Meechee your house. Rose, that's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big veins. Self-made, you just affiliated. I built it ground up. You bought and renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny, you claiming the same bitch that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up. Where my comrades? What a fucking felon. Where my dog says? I got that Archie Bunker. And it's so white, I just might charge a double. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy. Stunt so hard, make them come and date me. I think I'm Big Meech. Look at my timepiece. It's in out of mirror, 100 racks at least. Look at yourself, now look at me. You can't see a nigga how much you used to be. Look at it this way, you niggas sideways. Always getting money, my nigga crime paid. So fuck a nigga, I'm self-made. You a sucker nigga, I'm self-paid. It's for my broke niggas, it's for my rich niggas. Got a 100 on the head of a snitch nigga. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover. Whipping work, hallelujah. One Nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover. Getting work, hallelujah. One Nation, under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
You're 36, hopefully you bleed a band. Words to them 36, O's in a kilogram. Blunt tip, arms like caviar. Wildin' out, fishtail and Subaru rally car. Out the passenger, letting the automatic off. For eggs of that girl, I'll knock your mommy and your daddy you off. Fuck around and knock the emblem on that carry off. Four shooters bugging out, blicking at your carry doors. And did I mention guns from Red Dead Redemption? 9 mils, 50 clip extension. Coke is like a mattress in the hood. I'm flipping
I'm
on
flipping.
It. And the money's like a chair. I'm sitting
you
on
quiet,
it.
Bitch. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One Nation. Under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start.
Play that music.
y'all done tuned in. Cody's Raindrop. Yeah. And I hope y'all done told a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. And y'all can catch me later today on blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood. I'll be doing a show tonight. You know, instead of interviewing, I'll be the interviewee. Y'all don't hear me. God good, man. Making things happen. Want to send a shout out to Sophia, man, for hooking up the music for blogtalkradio.com/trailerradio. Did an awesome job getting so many things happening for us this morning, man. Last minute. Want to shout out for that. We making things happen over here, man. Alex Bailey, Jillian, up next, y'all. Yeah. BlogTalkRadio.com/TreyLoveRadio, baby. 310-861-2317. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy of Comedy is in. And we're going to ride from the beginning all the way to the end. Still coming up, y'all. Live folks birthday shop. Y'all know how we do. We want to thank Sandman for taking a moment to holler at us, man. iCandyGirlsMag.com, y'all. Or iCandyGirlsMag@gmail.com. Alex Bailey Gilliam is the president and CEO of Van Charles Inc., the parent company. There are six labels. You know what? Let me see something here. Rest in peace, Heavy D. We wouldn't have no soul for real, had it not been for Heavy D. Herman Cain, Conrad Murray, we will be talking about these folks a little bit later on. That was a hot cut, man. Them young brothers did their thing, man. They did their thing, man. We gotta just pay homage, you know, give credit where it's due, pay homage where it needs to be paid, man. We lost a legend, man, when we lost Heavy D. You know, Heavy Bun Biz, man. We lost a man, yo. You know, that's a hard pill to swallow, but we gotta go on and keep everything moving, keep life moving. We gotta do things. You know how they say how a person would want it if they are not here anymore. I know that my mother would want me to just keep riding, strive. You know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something from the heart. The reason why I even work so hard and push even for this career in business, and I'm going to just tell y'all behind the scenes, you know, I know it looks good. You know, you see your boy shining and stuff like that, but you don't know the things that a brother goes through mentally, physically, emotionally. You don't know what I have to deal with people, the people furthest from me, the people closest to me, just people in general. Things can always, you know, have a way of sometimes just pulling you down and taking you out your game, no matter how hard you try or no matter who you think you are or the heights that you've reached. You know, we are all still human. That makes us imperfect. So we all make mistakes. Things happen, you know, and we end up, you know, sometimes saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing or dealing with the wrong people. And then, you know, you hear the naysayers say, well, you know, people will say stuff like, oh, you should get a job. What I need a job for when I do stand-up comedy, you know, because I'm not seen in the light that they should see me in, because they don't think I'm making the type of money or reaching the financial recoup that they think I should reach because I'm not what they feel is successful. But you know what? Each and every day I wake up and live this handsome life, y'all. Each and every day I push them 500 pounds off my chest over there at Bally's. Each and every day that I make love to my woman. You understand what I'm saying? Each and every day that I live, breathe, and eat that oatmeal in the morning. Y'all don't hear me, chest. Each and every day that I breathe and I achieve just another wonderful day in this handsome life I'm living, I am a success. My success is not up for your negotiation. You understand? My success is for me to figure out and determine. And that's what I want to keep reaching, because I know I'm reaching my college kids. I'm reaching my students, man. You know what I mean? I'm reaching my youth. So with that being said, the guest of the hour is about to come on. Let's bring him in right. Let's bring that trailer up in front. Do y'all hear me? I think do y'all hear me? It's trailerradio.com, baby. BlogTalkRadio.com/trailerradio. 3108. his label are J-Rock International, Electric Relations, Pro FX Sports, No Equal, and John Rock Safari, the Charles Whittington Collection. Now, soon to be added to that, y'all. Y'all don't hear me. We're going to put the TLPs over there. We're going to put the Trey Love Way over there. Ah, you did. You heard me, trust me. And to all my aspiring models, y'all need to get at me. Facebook.com/artisticallytreylove or comedian Trey Love. Get at me, ladies. Get some photos on y'all. Send y'all out to J-Town. Send y'all out to ATL. You never know. Maybe AJ Alexander might spot a superstar in you. Coming to the line, y'all, my friend and yours, his brother getting ready to lay it down, man, and give us all the info on what we need to know. If you're in the fashion, baby, don't hold back. Here it is, y'all. Mr. Alex Bailey.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, man.
No, man.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, man, it's a blast to have you on, man. First of all, I just want to tell you, man, I was reviewing my your pictures, man, you know what I'm saying, from the photo session out there. Yo, you're doing it kind of big. Like, yo, you getting your swag on, yo? Yo, what's up?
You got to represent, man. You got to represent.
I see that. So I like what you're doing. So you are not only the CEO and president of your own company, but you're also modeling your gear as well, correct?
Well, I'm definitely not modeling the gear. No. We got some professionals for that. We've got some big shoots actually coming up this weekend in Atlanta, and okay. We've got some shoots actually in London in a few weeks as well. So, the models are models. You know, I can't
right.
do that.
right.
I definitely sport my gear though.
Well, see, that's what it's about, man. You know, I'm going to tell you, it's ironic that you say that because people used to approach me about modeling, try you some model pages, but it was like people, like just girls that thought you was cute and shit like that, you know. Oh,
exactly.
You should model,
it's a great
you should
line,
model.
Right?
Like, yeah, you're like, whatever. But then I'm going to tell you something that happened to me, man. I was, I just did some photos one day and wasn't paying no attention, and I ended up in a Macy's magazine. So it's like when people are telling you that, it may be an unprofessional eye, but somebody with a professional eye decided to take these pictures and put your boy nationwide. So you never know, man.
Nice.
I really know. I'm telling you, some smooth picks, man. It just happens like that sometimes. So
look at you. You know, you never know what's going
to
happen next.
Exactly. So basically what I'm trying to say, Alex, is I model all your clothes for free.
See? shoot me your sizes. I will hook you up. You'll be rocking it for sure.
Okay, cool. Hey, man, just tell me, man, because what you've done, the research I've done on you, I'm going to tell you what I really appreciate and respect about your business ethic. What you've done is you've parented other clothing lines. I think that's phenomenal. What made you come up with that idea, man?
Well, the way it works is we've got so many different lines for different types of clothing, different feelings, different looks, different feels. You really can't say that all with one label. So, like Van Charles Inc. is the parent company. We've got Ja Rock International, which is absolutely just sick, sick, sick gear. I'm going to send you some next week, actually. The stuff is amazing, and that's all about uniting all cultures together. It's a great urban line. It's got everything from sandals and shoes to great jeans, tons of T-shirts and hats. It's just an awesome line. So from that urban line, then we've got Electric Religion. And Electric Religion is some sick, sick, sick stuff. We've got a great couture line of men's jeans, a great couture line of women's jeans. It's more like our rock star apparel. And this stuff is amazing. In fact, these jeans are the hottest jeans you've ever seen, I got to tell you. We're going to be releasing most of this stuff in February 2012, and you just haven't seen anything like this before. This stuff is amazing.
Wow, 3830 in pants. 3830. I'm just putting it on now. 3830 in pants.
Yep. All right, we got you.
I've actually seen the gear. I was when you sent me the link, I actually was online. Give my people, my listeners, the website information on where they can find you.
Yeah, let me give you the website for Ja Rock, the Ja Rock gear. It's jarockapparel.com.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, make sure and click on our Facebook link, too, and like us on Facebook. And from the Facebook link, you can see a couple of other lines click on the FX Sport line. The Pro Sport line is absolutely amazing. It Pro Effects, like special effects, the stuff is sick too. It's great stuff. And in fact, one of the promo pictures I think you received, I don't know if it's rocking on your website now, but it's the red gear. That stuff is hot. Mm. It's real hot. So there's a link there for that as well. And then the Tower Safari collection is pretty amazing stuff. And I don't know if you've been to Jamaica, but the culture is just sick. Music scene is going up.
Yeah, I've been to Jamaica. Yo, I won't go
You're
back
dirty.
Tomorrow.
Absolutely. And then the Charles Whittington collection is the sickest women's shoes ever. Any woman, anybody, period, who sees these shoes, you just can't help but just be, oh, my God, like, where can I get that? How do I get that on my foot?
You know what? Hold
on. Amazing.
My girl, yo, let me shout, because I think my girl, one of my main lady, my baby mama might be listening. Text me your shoe size so I can go on and get you a pair of them shoes.
Absolutely.
She needs some of these shoes.
For sure. We've got some stuff that you've never seen before. We've got a double heel that's coming out. And these are some 6-inch pumps with a double heel, and this stuff is amazing. We've got a whole new concept coming out. We patented the technology. It looks sick, 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 and it's actually more comfortable for the women to rock, too. So it's bomb all the way around.
Damn, that's tight, man. So, what's your back? This is what I want to know, because I know my listeners want to know. I mean, first of all, let me just say your gear is hot. It's slamming. But what I like to do is I like to dig in kind of behind the scenes, because I know it's taken work. How many years have you actually been in the fashion game?
We've been to work on this line for the last 11 years, actually, and that's why it's so well developed. This isn't stuff that we just threw out there. This has been we've been getting patents together. We've been developing new styles, new concepts. We literally have over 150,000 different designs.
Now, let me tell you
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to tell you straight up. This is what one thing that Trey Love knows. I keep myself in the know. I've been around the entertainment business forever. And I'm going to tell you, the No Equal line, I actually was used to sport a No Equal T-shirt back when I was living in Florida, which was like 7 years ago. So it was funny when I saw the No Equal. See, that's what I'm saying. When I saw the No Equal emblem, I was kind of excited, like, whoa. You know, you may think, and this is what I love, you may think someone, because I know so many people. And I want to just put this out there to my get-rich-quick schemers. 11 years? You know, I'm trying to show people the dedication and the time it takes. You know, you have to pay your dues because, like I said, I saw No Equal long ago, and I've known people. You know, I've even had other sponsors, you know, over the years, of course, being a comedian and an actor. People say, yeah, man, I want you to wear my gear, and I'll wear it for them, and I'll promote them. But it's kind of like I would see them again, and, hey, man, you still got the clothing line? No, man, I shut it down. And the thing is, I want to say to the people that are on the level and the that have rich aspirations, realize, Rome was not built in a day. And the thing that builds at all. And the thing that builds companies, I just want to say this to all my people, my listeners, about experience. What happens is, as you experience, it teaches you to maintain what you get. Because that's where I think a lot of people mess up. They may accomplish things and may have $100,000 a year, you know? And then the next year, $10,000, they don't know what to do. They want to commit suicide, all this kind of stuff. What I'm saying is, once you get it, you have to maintain it. And that's what 11 years worth of work, man. I just want to just give you a shout-out, man, and a hand clap, man. I'm proud of you, man, for just staying in the game
and
putting such great stuff out there, yeah.
It's all about building an infrastructure, too, because we're not trying to have a year like that. We're trying to have a $500 million year, you know what I'm saying?
Woo!
So you got to have an infrastructure to support that. So that's what we've been developing over all this time, is building infrastructure in order to support major, major labels. And we are getting ready to literally explode. Like, Red Bottom ain't got nothing on us.
Wow. Wow. Well, man, like I said, I'm going to get you to send some of them shoes down here and some of them outfits and stuff. I can't wait. You know what? I can't wait, man. I'm going to have you back on once you send me the gear, because, see, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do a couple of hot picks, right? And I'm going to shoot them up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna push it like that, man. And I'm gonna also tell you, bro, I perform a lot. So if you can get something to me before November 16th, I have a big comedy show November 16th, which is next Wednesday out here in Los Angeles. And what I will do is I will sport your gear to the club, man, take pictures in it and everything, and post it up on
Facebook.
Perfect.
I've got a new round of samples coming in actually this week, so that should work out. That's FedEx. I'll get a FedEx to you right away so you can work that out. I want to give a shout out too. We've got some amazing models that we're working with. The shoot in London coming up in a few weeks is sick. Sydney Jo Jackson is a hot, hot model and pop artist over there, and she is just rocking it out. We do our best to try to use entertainment industry people, models, singers, other artists to rock our gear because it gets great exposure. It's good for them. It's good for us, and it's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you like this, man. You know, like being out here, man, I'm connected to a lot of, and I'm not taking anything away from any other comics, but I'm going to say this to the cats that first they haven't paid their dues. That's one thing. Man, I'm not going to name drop either, but I'll tell you what I will do. I will talk to my more B-plus, A-list celebrities and get, and man, we'll work some stuff out, man, because, you know, like AJ just said, you know, we're starting to trade as well. So I'm, I definitely want you to assist me with that, man, get some stuff done. And I'd be more than happy, man, to hook you up with these celebs, man, and get the stuff going, man. And I'm talking some names. Like I said, I don't want to name drop because that's not something I'll do. But I know some heavyweight folks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right on. That's great. We're going to be rocking it out on the red carpet this week in Atlanta's hottest entertainment awards. I'm going to fly out actually tomorrow. I'll be in Atlanta Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so y'all can look for me out there as well. I'll be hitting all the spots. So, you know, hook me up, hit me, and say hey.
Oh, you're going to be out? Where you going to be? Where'd you say you were going to be?
I'm in Atlanta. I'm going to be in Atlanta.
Oh, ATL. Okay, yeah. Oh, I thought you said LA. I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, you be in ATL,
oh, no,
man. Trust me, AJ.
Absolutely.
All the people going to take care of you out there. But, hey, hang on the line with me for a minute. I want to play a quick cut by one of AJ's artists called Model Material, especially when we talk about that fashion. I'm going to come back, man, and we're going to chop it up a little more. All right, Alex?
Sounds great, man. I'm here for you.
All right, cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Hot Boy Model Material.
Hot Boy ES. We do this for all the sexy ladies around the world. Let's go.
Hey, little mama, let me keep it clear like water in the Bahamas. Or we can even cruise the water in Bermuda. Just a little sex on the beach, head in the Buddha. Model material, 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 model material.
Hey, little mama, tell me how you feeling. Baby, that fit in your body and it's so revealing. Playing your cards right, baby, no care who dealing. You have no clue or no idea on the people you killing. Capital murder on the fit cause she killing the gene. Never sleep when we together, fulfilling the dream. Body banging like a bomb, or better yet, O'Neal. Open the body, thinking which part of me. It's a key, walking like a martyr. Body like a botter. Killing my lap, got me mashing on the throttle. Shorty walking like a martyr. Body like a botter. Killing my lap, got me mashing on the throttle.
Now
That's modern material by Hot Boy. Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy comedy is in. We got to get down for our crown, baby. We got Alex Bailey Gilliam on the line, y'all. CEO, president of Van Charles, Inc. And I just want to give a shout-out to Monica Hughes, man. There's so many things going on out there, man. You know, I, as you all know, Heavy D, you know what I'm saying, Mount Vernon, money earning Mount Vernon. And you know our girl out there, Gilroy East Coast, Monica Hughes, man, you know, these are part of her affiliates, and she lost a schoolmate, man, you know. And I'm just saying, man, I always say live every day as if it's your last, y'all, because one day you're going to be right. You know what I'm saying? And any day above ground is a good day, you know. So what you got to do, man, is you got to get over turmoil quick. You got to embrace the ones you love, you know. Even when they get on your nerves, you got to love them, man. Because I have an aunt, just want to share this with the family. One of my dad's sisters is in hospice right now. And for those of you who have any history with losing a loved one, well, anytime someone is in hospice, that really ain't the greatest news, you know. So what we got to do, man, is we got to just trade love, man. That's what I call it, man. That's what my name is. That's what I represent. And I'm going to tell you, I'm human. I fuck, cuss, and I act a fool sometimes. You know what I mean? But what I do is I do stay grounded, and I get back to what means something. And that's the love of the people that are with you, the love of the people that are of your kinfolk, the love of the people that you should stay close to, the love and the relationships that you should have and manifest and hold tight, man. I mean, I put it like this here. They say we're living in the last days, which is something I never believed, but I'm going to put this out there for the way it is. Heavy D's last day was yesterday. Joe Frazier's last day was the day before that. You know, Michael Jackson has already had his last day. So when I say that, I put that out there nowhere near sarcastically, but family, I put this out there real. We all have a born date, and we all have a ending date, an expiration date. That's for any and everybody. I have a great grandfather that lived to be 107 years, and guess what? He still had to die. With that being said, people, think about what's on your epitaph when you pass away. On that gravestone, there's a dash. It has your born date and it has your expiration date, your sunrise and sunset. And the middle of that is a dash. And you know what that dash is, family? That's your time, baby. That's your time, that's your time. That's why I tell you to tune in and tell a friend that Trey Love gonna do it again, and I'm gonna do it until I can't do it no more. You hear me? I ain't gonna rust out. I'm gonna wear out. I'm gonna keep going and flowing and flowing, so you know him, baby. You know, I got a little something I just want to take for the people right now, because I'm just feeling me. You heard me? Y'all hear me, Church? So this for everybody. Two against one, I don't care. I'm ready to rhyme anytime, anywhere. I got smooth rhymes from here to there. You think your rhyme could be mine? You got to show me. Walk around the corner so that you can't go see the people I'm rocking. All ladies jocking, and when I'm flowing, it ain't no stopping to see. God bless me to be a great poet. You say no sweat? All right, bet. I got the move. The charm to take me far. You better catch me now, because I'm a rising star. Rising high to reach my apex. Same exact thing when I'm having sex. You better clear your ear. Hear the lyrics. I'm throwing Trey Lovers on the mic, and I'm always flowing. That was for me to you, y'all. I'm going to say this. That's my gift. I have the gift of oration, so why keep it to myself? It's no good in holding it back. You got to give it to the people. And speaking again to the people, I got to let my very special guest back on the line, man, Mr. Alex Bailey Gilliam, and also somebody that wanted to get plugged in and holler at the boy, Mr. AJ Alexander, y'all. We having fun on blogtalkradio.com/trailerradio today, 310-861-2317. Fellas, y'all mics is live. What's up?
Yo, what's
AJ.
Up, man? Hey, what's up? What's up, Alex? What's up, man? Hey,
I'm good, man. We're hitting it hard.
I see, man. I'm here kind of listening to it, man. But, hey, Trey.
What up?
Trey, you said waiting outside the studio to talk to you about that busted-ass rap you just did. I'm waiting till you come outside. I'm going to whoop his ass for disrespect.
Hey, man. Hey, don't get mad with me. Don't get mad with me because you're a part-time shoe salesman.
But yo, peep this though, man. Trey, I heard you mentioned something about when you had a No Equal shirt back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, remember, you got that shirt from me, and I'm going to tell you, you also, something that you got in common, you also wore the No Equal on the Justin and Kelly movie that I booked you in.
Wow. Wow. Damn.
Back
you know I still got that
Justin.
Shirt, man?
Me too?
You know I still got that shirt?
That's Bob. It's been 11 years of building name recognition. That's perfect.
Do you feel me? But let me tell you, though, Alex, here's where I'm coming from as you know, with you being 11 years in the game, me and AJ knowing each other for over 10 years. Here go where I'm going with it, like realistically. Now, what makes you think
I've been in a million independent films. I've been in commercials. God has even blessed my career to be on a major television show such as CSI. The only major motion picture I've been in, 20th Century Fox film, Justin and Kelly. You think I ain't still got that shirt? You think I? Hey, let me show you something. I'm giving that shirt to my daughter. You hear me? I'm bronzing that.
Hey,
what up?
Hey, man, remember when I did any given Sunday and Bad Boys 2 and everybody. Yo, man, what is this No Equal shirt, man? What is going on? Then I switched over. Charles had to come and be like, yo, man, you need to change over my new Pro FX. I still win all my Usher interviews with No Equal, MTV, No Equal. On the radio, when you said that, I'm like, yo, man, I booked him in that movie. He was wearing, Justin Kelly was wearing No Equal back then.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to your statement about longevity, man, and it's been a quality product, man. Everybody from Genuine and everything else, and, you know, wearing the clothes and stuff like that is one of the ones where you got longevity. And you was talking about how clothing lines fall off. And then I was in Miami recently, and I went out to the office, man, and I went out there to reload on my hats and stuff, you know, my Pro FX hats and everything else. And I went in there, and that's when I met the new CEO, Alex, and stuff, man. I'm kind of quiet, reserved. Man, he was on the phone with manufacturers cussing people out. All kinds of, I looked at Peter, okay, I see where you're going with now. He was like, dude, Alex ain't about 3'5", and he looks short. I thought he was Puerto Rican, but he said Jewish. I was like, he's going on with people, man. You said Tuesday. It's Tuesday night. And Tuesday means Tuesday day. So where's my fucking product? Excuse my language, but yeah, what even going on, dude?
I might look all small and demure, but I'm quick to flash on your ass.
Yeah, hey, but Trey,
what's
check this out.
He like, I'm quick to flash on you. Go ahead.
Hey, but Trey, check this out. Yeah, he has another partner, right? Like, black dude sitting real quiet. I'm like, I think that's the hitman. Because I'm like, this dude must be the hitman because he ain't said but three words. You know, I had to go out to my car and make sure I put my trunk, my gun in my ankle just to sit back off in the office. I'm like, this dude real quiet, but they're my business, man. You know how I am, man. They're them dudes, movers and shakers, man. And they're the good people, man. It's like, yo, you know, we get up in there, man. And I'm going to tell you something, Trey. His energy reminds me of you when I first started working with you. From the improv and stuff, man, the energy you had. That's why you guys are going to click, because you was bouncing all over the place trying to get in. Look at where you are now. The energy that this brings, man, I'm telling you.
Hmm.
I'm telling you. You know, you kind of remind me of them guys from Cypress Hill. That's what you remind me of. I thought that's what it was. Like, you dude from a rap group or something, man?
Like that, buddy.
But, yeah, but also, man, the stuff that we're going to put together, man, and special shout out to Rocky, man. You know, she's not under the weather, man. Like, yo, I had to check on her today, Trey. She was going to be on the air with us. But also Cindy Jo Jackson in London, and she's crazy, hella fine. When I said fine, hella fine. When you see her, Cindy Jo Jackson, check her out on our Facebook. She's in London, England, bad top artist, man. Oh, Trey, I got to say this.
Talk to me.
You remember Sky? Remember the bad, super fine white girl that I had that played guitar that I was putting in all the Cash Money videos? Everybody was like, who's this white girl? She was in Justin McKelly. You remember? Nominated for a Grammy, baby. She's nominated for a Grammy. She's up against Lady Gaga and Britney Spears for best rock pop performance.
Man, y'all hear this man live on Trey Love. Yo, see, that's what I'm talking about, longevity, man. Longevity. I remember that girl. She had the guitar. She was doing her thing, man.
Hey, and people are Alex. So trust me, I'm already going through the archives to pull up every No Equal shirt she ever wore.
Perfect.
Imagine that.
Hey.
See, and you know what's crazy, man? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Y'all talk, man.
I was going to say, I got to get my people on the line to start developing the Trey Love line now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, trust me.
Look at me now.
see, Trey be in Vegas. He did the J-Spot, J. Anthony Brown spot. Everybody know Trey. And Trey's like, yo, he's like that can of Red Bull that's in the room and everything else. You know what I mean? So he's definitely, and if he walks in, because the stupidest shit I ever seen him do was that Burger King outfit for Halloween. I mean, that just did it for me. Who in the hell will go as Burger King? Trey Love.
Trey Love, baby. Trey Love. Hey, and I pulled it off too. Y'all should have seen me. Everybody was on me that night. Boy, I was skinning and grinning. I was tight and right. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was doing my thing, Alex.
Trey,
you
need to be wearing a crown. That's what that's about.
He was off the chain with it. And all I had to say is, I just wanted to share something with just a story real quick, man, to kind of just, amen, what happened, man, when I say, like, dreams coming true. As y'all know, I live, like, again, now I live in Hollywood, like, right off Hollywood Boulevard. So, like, I literally walk to the star of the Walk of Fame. And it's just so ironic that, like, yesterday, I when I walk through, sometimes in my head, I just look at them stars. And it's like I'm waiting on that day, you know, and just to know that my star goes on that ground. And it's just crazy how someone that I know, associated, affiliated with AJ, of course, we all know Usher is just like the next level. He's the Michael Jackson of our time. But just somebody that, you know, of just a few years was hanging out with us, is nominated for a Grammy, you know. And I have fantasies of the day that I'm even, you know, and this is where I see my life and career being nominated for an Oscar. That's just amazing. Major shout out to it. AJ, you got to get on the radio, man. That's crazy.
I'm getting, and yo, man, we need everybody supporting, man. But it's like, yo, and the bottom line is, we all the films we did, and she used to have, and I met her actually through the creator of Von Charles and Pro Effect, Charles Whittington. He introduced me to her, and I took her, and I started working with her, and man, now it just show you nominated for a Grammy. It's just like you, Trey. You know what I mean? I spotted you. You were shoplifting some flip flops out of Kmart in the comp pad. You know, just getting next thing you know, you on stage doing comedy and doing movies.
Man, I still got them flip flops on. What you talking about?
And I ain't gonna never forget that gray Chevy Blazer S210, whatever it was, boy. That's
going to be fun. Hey, man, you know what? I tell people, especially like people here in LA that don't know me, I let them know in a minute. Y'all don't know what I've been through. God is good. I'm talking, man, AJ, since I've been out here, I was on Skid Row for a minute. I ain't ashamed. I've been through some things, but all for what? All, and I'm going to say this to the family, to the people that know me, to my kids, to any of the youth, and to anybody that's trying to make it. Yo, sometimes my mom used to always say, you got to crawl before you can walk. And I've been through some things, man. Even down to me and you share something, AJ, military experience, you know?
Right, exactly. Another, you know what? Before I forget, man, I want to send a serious shout out, man, to the promoters in Miami that we just did this big show, man. Pedro and Vladimir, man, they booked Cheryl on the show. The show with Boyz II Men, Keith Sweat, and Faith Evans. Man, we rocked it, man. And them brothers, man, showed us love, man. And out of that show, they stepped up after the show. They said they want to book Cheryl on the show in February with Drake, Big Sean, and J. Cole. And I was like, wow. And so, and you know, and just doing it, man. And so, you know, we're going to have you come out there and do your whack-ass rap.
I'll have you suited and booted when that happens.
But I'm gonna look good.
What's up?
There you go. That's the thing about Trey. Trey go out there rapping about peanut butter, making it look good and this. That's what I like about it.
If you're rocking out here, you can't help but look hot.
You feel me?
Yeah,
you
man.
You feel me, Alex?
Right. But you know, big shout out to them, and big shout out to, you know, my business manager, you know, Makita Sarai. She's down and helped out. And my background singers, man, Cha-Cha, and, you know, Fatima, and our rapper, Nikki. You know, just people that, you know, and everybody was wearing Pro FX, man. They just, I'm giving a shout-out because we were packed up in cars and everything, hauling ass down there. And our publicist, Fatina Smith, you know, people that make everything happen that's going to help us push everything that we're doing, man. And it's really, really love. And tomorrow night, anybody listen, tomorrow night at Barley's, we have the performance for the nominees for ATL Hottest tomorrow night. It's like a jam session with all the performers. And then the red carpet is Saturday. So, Trey, you know, like I said, I'm going to get some pictures of, of Alex, man, in there doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? So,
right,
you know,
shoot them over, man, because we gotta do another radio show, man. And I'm going to tell you something else, too, AJ. Don't forget what we talked about, like schedule the times of when we're doing the show, because, see, we can go live, you know what I mean? We can go live on the radio from wherever y'all at, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we got to do it, man. We got to push. We got to take this thing. AJ, we got to do what we've been doing, man. Just every day we got to take it to the next level. But peep this. I got a caller on the line that's been very patient. This young lady is Marcia. she has a few things going on in her town. Let me bring her to the line and introduce her to you guys and let her tell you a little bit about herself and what she got going on, because I know she does a couple shows and things like that. So I'm going to just let her go ahead and give everybody the rundown. What's up, Marcia? Welcome to Trey Love Radio.
Hello, Trey. How you doing?
I am blessed, high and mighty, king the way I'm supposed to be. How are you today, darling?
I know, that's right. I'm highly favored myself. You know, like, first things first, I'm gonna touch bases on what you said. You know, your mother said you got to crawl before you walk, and it's so true. That's why it's taken me a while to get myself off the ground. My own company, I've been networking with everybody else and doing things with everybody else. But here at the same time, I want myself to be right. I want to have longevity. I want to be legit. So in order for me to do that, you have to have patience, and patience is a virtue, you know, of course.
Hold on, what's your name again?
My name is Marcia. Marcia J.
Marcia who? Where you from?
Marcia, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. I just want to remember that.
Okay, you and my
city.
And what was your name again?
AJ Alexander.
AJ Alexander, okay. And you are in Miami. Okay, my friend Randy McGill, he just moved to Miami. He's a bass player, a drummer, and a singer. So be on the lookout for him, okay?
All right, we'll do.
Randy.
Hey, I got to run it. I'm at Starbucks. I got to run back in here and charge my iPhone up because I'm going to let y'all get back to your thing, but I just want to remember who you were because I listened to what you said, okay? I'll be listening. All right, Trey, Alex.
Hey,
thank you.
Thanks a lot, AJ. And we're going to keep
Absolutely, man. Thanks a lot, AJ.
Y'all know he's busy. We're going to keep Alex and Marcia on the line. Marcia, this is, as you know, AJ is one of my major affiliates, and I just want to say to you,
yes,
you know, for the people that's out there that know that we grinding, you know what I'm saying, when a brother putting something on Facebook, go ahead and like a brother's status, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and shout a brother out. Share my link. You understand? Because, see, here's the thing. You reap what you sow. And the thing is, I'm going to be sharing with y'all. I'm going to be showing y'all love. I'm going to be respecting y'all for what y'all doing. All I ask is that for us independent artists, let's do the same for one another. So that's why I put this young lady on. And I also want you to know, sweetheart, the gentleman that's on the line right now, Alex, if you've been listening to the show, the brother really, you know, he know what he's doing, and he has longevity. So,
yes,
you know, some of the singers, bass players and stuff like that, make sure you keep us abreast of what's going on so we can get some clothes out your way as well. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely. I'd love to help you out.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome. Hey, you just hit me up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Marcia, thanks for your time, dog. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Give your shout-outs, baby. Before I let you go off the line, tell everybody where they can reach you on Facebook, how they can follow you on Twitter, and whatever contact information you want to give. Go ahead and put that out there on the radio right now.
Okay. My name on Facebook is Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A, DJ Mamacita J. That's my Facebook name, Marcia DJ Mamacita J. I did change my name, and I used to be a DJ a few years ago, probably like in 2004. I stopped DJing. But actually, my email address is jamtelsia@gmail.com. That's jamtel, jamtelcia@gmail.com.
Okay,
so that's where you can contact me at. All right.
All right. Thanks so much for your time, y'all. Marcia J, yo, we wanted to say straight up from Trey Love Radio to her, thank you for your support, continue listening, and continue blessings in your life and career. Yo, man, what's going on with you over there, man?
We are just hitting it big. We are hitting it real big. I should throw my email address out as well, so if anyone wants to hit me up, absolutely don't hesitate. It's alex@vancharlesinc.com.
Van Charles, yeah, I'm writing, bro, because I'm gonna be sending you emails. Because
Inc.com.
Yeah, and see, because when I do my shows, man, and I'm dressed in your gear, bro, I'm definitely gonna shoot you over the emails. I'm gonna promote you and push you over here. And like I said, as I'm sitting down and talking to you know, celebs that I know, but I just want to say, like, straight up, man, I appreciate you for taking the time and thinking enough of me to bless me with outfits and sponsoring my company, sponsoring my radio show. I just want to say a sincere thank you and thank you for that. And just know that I'm going to represent your company very well, man. You know what I mean?
You know, we're all a family. This global planet we have, we're all a family. We need to have everybody's backs.
So anything I can do to help out, man, don't hesitate to call on me. I'm here for you.
I appreciate that. Stay on the line because I'm going to go to song real quick. And from there, we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Mr. Alex a little bit more, man, and let him, you know, just keep doing what he does, you know, being a motivator, being motivated, and just being a liaison, man, a guy. We also want to, again, shout out AJ Alexander, and we also want to make sure we do this, family. Let's keep Monica Hughes in our prayers. You know, Gilroy East Coast Radio, she's been with us since day one, been holding us down, man. We want to send a sincere prayer to her. You know, when it gets to a point in life, like I said, you know, guys, we're losing. We lost every day. And when I say we, you know, there are people that lose people, loved ones, close to them every day. And like I say, every human life has a value. Every human life has the same and equal amount of value. But when you have a person such as a Heavy D, you know, that type of magnitude, someone that broke Muhammad Ali's jaw, you know, Mr. Joe Frazier, when you have people, you know, Andy Rooney, who has been in our living rooms for a gazillion years, you know, when you have like the likes of a Michael Jackson, who is epitomized and inked in everybody's mind, black, white, here, there, or indifferent, no matter where you're from or who you are, you know Michael Jackson, you love Michael Jackson. So to all of the people that, again, like I said, that have that type of magnitude, these are people that not only do their family lose, just like Janet said on the BET Awards that day, she said that you all lost an icon. We lost a family member. So, of course, it touches the family much, much different than it would all of us. But even I have to admit, I can't say that when Michael Jackson died, I did literally, I mean, shed a tear. The man has been inked in all of us forever. And, you know, when I found out about Richard Pryor, I had an emotional moment. And even when I found out about Heavy D, someone that I actually had the opportunity to meet, talk with, share a laugh with, a conversation with, you know, and just to know that he's gone, you know, let's love, man. And this song goes out to everybody that should love, you know, and to people in relationships, man. I know I've seen people, you know, go through relationships, go ups, downs, turmoils, you know, and even business partnerships, relationships. This song goes to all of us, man. I mean, this song goes out seriously to everybody. When I say everybody, I mean my family, my non-family, my friends. Let's maintain a work ethic and let's do things. And I'm not saying that everybody has to get along. Because there's no one that's perfect. So no relationship is going to be perfect, and relationships are going to have ups, downs, you're going to be frustrated. But here's the thing. See the end at the beginning. Plan now, but always focus on the end, and know that getting to the end, y'all, it's going to be pitfalls. Just like, you know, AJ joking about the car. Yo, I used to drive a raggedy car in Miami. Matter of fact, I drove a raggedy car in L.A., you know, just the food stamps, y'all, just like keeping it real. And that, in every way, I stand up as a man here to say, it's not in any way to try to get anyone to have any remorse for me. What I'm trying to do is show an example of myself being a go-getter, being a man that's going to do what he got to do regardless, to not get weak, to not let this world pull you down, to not let opinions pull you down, to not let nothing pull you down. See, if you pay attention to what I'm saying, y'all, my focus is my Oscar. My focus is my Grammy. My focus is putting out more Trey Love than anybody can stand. And the day when I finish my dash, y'all, I want to be in my casket smiling. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all don't hit me, Chuck. This song go out to y'all. This song go out to all y'all, man, sincerely. If I hurt you, if I made you mad, I forgive you. I hope you forgive me. And this is what we need to do, y'all. This Trey Love to everybody.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. La 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 la. Did you get my call? Did you read my love letter? Did it touch your heart? Good times, miracles so amazing, oh, just far away.
Ladies and gentlemen, makes any difference. I want to put this out there. I just saw this, y'all.
I give you all my heart.
Seems as if Eddie Murphy will not be doing the Oscars, hosting the Oscars anymore. Since Brett Ratner, who was the producer of the Oscars, made some type of gay slur, y'all.
Maybe I'm a dreamer.
It's amazing how things happen. But I'm going to tell you something.
You're still my queen.
That I realize, recognize, and understand. That what's happening is meant to be. Things that are meant to be happen.
It's running right through.
So we have to let them happen.
Share my life. Share. Hey, girl.
Don't stop to who you share your life with. Mindful of the people you trust and the things you do.
You're all I want.
Cause life, y'all, is to be lived.
Yeah, everything I need.
And it's meant to be lived by you.
Hey, babe. You're my truth. And my joy.
Tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy.
My heart belongs to you.
Live on blogtalkradio.com/trailerradio.
So I sat down one day.
I want to send a shout out to my group, y'all, my crew in LA. The major promoters I work with.
In my world.
Vanilla Clark.
Share my life, baby.
The best entertainment.
Hey, girl.
My cousin, Johnny's Wells.
You can trust in me, girl. Trust.
And keep your boy moving. Announced right here on the radio today, y'all. Trey Love is coming out with his own clothing line. And I'm going to tell you like I told you before. They said I couldn't do certain things, but it seems as if I always end up doing what they say I can't do. That's how I operate, y'all.
Hey girl, I'll give you what you
want. Wednesday, November, you're gonna be able to catch me.
Baby, hey, if you want it, you can have it, baby.
With my Alex Bailey Gilliam here. From Van Charles Inc., y'all. Alex Bailey Gilliam is gonna provide me with my clothing for that night. He's sponsoring my gear. So y'all will be able to catch me. It's gonna be a Diamond Life Entertainment production. I'll be hosting the show November 16th. Doors open at 8 p.m. Show starts at 8:30 p.m. Hollywood Studio Bar and Grill, 6122 West Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. Y'all already heard it, man. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, man. Yo, we ain't got but 10 minutes left in the show, man. I just want to say again, man, y'all can check me out November 16th. For those of you who will be in the Hollywood, California area, they're going to be doing my thing. You understand what I'm saying? I'm hosting the show, y'all. It's a Diamond Life Entertainment and Miss Kathy's Laughing for the Soul Entertainment production. Sponsors, Indulgent Concepts, Stevie Mac Radio, blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio, and as well sponsored by the Van Charles Inc. collection. Yo, I got to get y'all shout out, man, Van Charles, because that's who's going to have me dressed, rest fresh, and ready to impress. Let me get some stuff out here real quick, man. I was blessed, y'all. I'm doing a webisode to put it out there, y'all. I told you I got to be mindful of everything I put out there to y'all. I'm going to be playing Herman Cain. So when I tell you that I'm ready to get on stage and do my thing, y'all ain't ready. The girl say I did some sexual harassment. What she do? Sexual harassment? Who? Maybe that happened then. I've been with my wife 40 years. My wife said, sound nothing like you. Yeah, baby, got my Herman McCain on. And Bill Clinton gonna step in like, what's wrong, Herman? Man, don't worry about it, because, see, I told the American people, you know how I want them, because I did not have sexual relations with anybody. Y'all ain't ready for Trey Love, baby. I'm telling you, boy, I'm putting these sketches together, man. It's gonna be a powerful, powerful, powerful set, man, making this thing happen, man. So make sure y'all come check me out. I'll give you information on the webisode coming up soon, man. With rehearsal yesterday, had a great time rehearsing, man. I'm looking so forward to what God has blessed me with. Some of the talent, like I told you, that I knew that I had inside me that I got to get out. So November 16th, doors open at 8, showtime 8:30 p.m., Hollywood Studio Bar and Grill, 6122 West Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90028, $10 all night. Music by DJ Thirst. Let me tell you, the comic is going to be in the building, man. Yo, I'm getting down, man. We're going to be doing this comedy thing real big. Man, we got Memphis Will going to be in the building, Skipper, man. And also, man, you've seen them everywhere, HBO Comedy Central, BET, Last Comic Standard, Def Jam, you know what I'm saying, all that, man. Man, Shane is going to be in the building, man, you know what I'm saying? So it's going all the way down. You got to get down for your crown. You are tuned in, so I hope you're telling a friend. blogtalkradio.com/TreyLoveRadio. Man, we're about to take it home. But before I take it home, man, I want to let these people, man, say goodbye to the people, man, and just say to all y'all, man, thanks for y'all love. And ladies, I'm let them get their shouts out real quick, because I know it's time to say bye. So go ahead, Alex, take them home real quick, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today. Anything I can do to help you out, man, absolutely hit me up. Hit us up at jrockapparel.com. That's our urban line. Absolutely hot. Got to do a last shout out to my kids. One love, Christian, Ethan, Adlin. Love you guys. It's all good. All
right, man. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, man. Shout out to the kids. Let me bring the hamburger man back. See what, you know, he's gonna, I know he's going to mess with me, but I don't care. We're having a good time. AJ, man, take us home, bro.
Hey, y'all, man. It was a pleasure, dude. I'm proud of you, man. Trey Love, keep doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Yes, sir, bro. And I really appreciate your faith in me, man. And you know I'm getting down, AJ. I'm making it happen out here, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. And I got some things lined up for you, man. A couple of other movies that I'm about to put you in. You in there, dog. You in there. Just make sure I don't produce a rap record on your ass. That's all. I'm going to produce a rap record on your ass. I'm on the radio doing a DJ spinning your music. AJ, can you do that for
me? Right. Ah,
you
know,
oh, man. Trey, you my man. You're funny. You're a comedian, dude. I love you, dude. You be doing your thing, man.
Hey,
but
thank you so much, brother. Thank you, man.
Just don't let me be driving down Hollywood Boulevard and you mess around and be walking like 3 o'clock in the morning, dude. I'm going to have to call the fellas on you like, hey, I saw Trey. You know, you catch a cab, homie. Catch a cab.
Ah, hey. Man, all right, man. Hey, y'all see how they do me, right? Be like, hey, when I'm doing good, yo, Trey, ride, man. Hey, y'all, I swear, as soon as they see me at the bus stop, man, Trey ain't doing too good.
Trey, man, he was doing pretty good for himself, man. This thing, Trey ain't doing too good. So, man, let me get my pokes out the way, man. I ain't got but a few minutes left, and my ladies love getting poked by the ism. You know, and ladies, remember, I will say your first name. I will not say your last in order to keep you out of trouble. Plus, I want to get my birthday shout-out for the way, and then we're going to kick it. Kat, happy birthday, darling. Aya, happy birthday, sweetheart. Coco, happy birthday, babe. Mary, happy birthday, sweetie. Gloria, happy birthday. I mean, damn, happy birthday. I'm poking these women. See, y'all, I'm rushing. So to all you ladies that are getting poked, it's like your birthday, because when Trey Love pokes you, baby, it's a wonderful day. Cynthia, you get your poke, baby. Denise, you get your poke. Let me go on and write this down real quick. I got to get these ladies poked so they can get rocked. Denise, happy birthday, baby. Paula, happy birthday. I mean, you get your poke. Denise, you get your poke. To Tiff, you get your poke. Tiffany, you get your poke. Kathy, you get your poke, darling. Kim, you get yours. Keisha, you get yours. Hey, Keisha, I ain't seen you in a while. How you doing? You get your poke. Kenny, you get your poke. Laura, you get your poke. Deborah, you get yours, man. Let me just go on down here. Elizabeth, you get your poke. Raquel, you get your poke. Linda, you get yours. Oh, yeah. This is the best part of the job. Radiant, you get your poke. Lakeisha, you get your poke. Shannon, you get your poke. Isis, you get your poke. All these women. So much fun. Carmen, you get your poke. Marcia, yeah, she's on the line. She got her poke. Monica, you get your poke. Babby, you get your poke. Anika, you get your poke. I feel kind of popular. Brittany Rainier, you get your poke. Sydney, you get your poke. Milan, you get your poke. Janika, you get your poke. And Renee, you get yours. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a segment of blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio. Again, like I told y'all, tune in, tell a friend, the Playboy Comedy is going to be in. Can't tell y'all specific dates or times, but whenever I have something to promote and something to do big, you know what I'm saying? Whenever AJ Alexander or Monica call me, man, y'all better reach them on Facebook, because when they call me, yo, I'm doing a show. I can't say I'm going to do a show for any and everybody, but if Monica Hughes and AJ Alexander hit me up, yo, it's going to be a show for sure. And so, you know what, let me get the birthday shouts out, too, because, you know what I'm saying, since I got them on, I might as well do that, y'all, because we ain't got but 5 minutes left. Live every day as if it's your last, baby, because one day you're going to be right. To man, my boy out there in Chicago, Andre, Dre, man, happy birthday to you. To Danny, happy birthday, young lady. Gilbert, happy birthday, sir. To Jay Atkins, happy birthday, man. Kyra Webb, happy birthday. Leticia Dennis, happy birthday. To Cap Blasting, happy birthday. Dang, that's the name. Cap Blasting. Anyway, Rich Wallace, happy birthday. To TJ Gibson, yo, I got to check on TJ, man. Happy birthday. Man, I hope y'all tuned in, told a friend that the Playboy Comedy was in, man, but he about to be out. So, ladies, not if y'all got poked. Don't forget, to the folks that have birthdays today, have a happy birthday. And again, y'all, let's live good. Let's love, man. Let's trade love. Let's stop fighting, man. Let's look at this world for what it is. Just like the brother, man, Alex said, man, this is a world we live in, man. We're a culture. We're a mighty world. And you know what? We gain more by working together than we do apart. So to my ladies that got poked, now it's time to get rocked.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm bothered from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock,
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 I'm a rock.
I'm gon' rock her, I'm gon' roll her. Facebook her so I can poke her. Gon' make sure you know my name. Here what game is my claim to fame. Going for mine, you do same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shorty. ATL, MIA, can't forget. Shoutown, baby, anyway. This beat is sick, rap a chick. Take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
It's
I'm a rock.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff.
I'm a rock, I'm a rocker, I'm a rocker, Dre. You know you sing on the beat, right?
You look my way, she like my style. Order a shot for honey child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think. To the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my belly. Grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got side mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She's my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can marry. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue. I think Trey loves you.
Damn. What?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
To the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna drop.
Take it home, baby. Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. 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 Get your Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine. Look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on.